tell you something that's come out today, and that is from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, a new report which basically looks at the number of companies that have collapsed over the past 12 months. Now, it really comes out that there are around 9,500 of them. Now, that's up 13% on the previous year. And when you sit there and go even further into some of the company collapses as to why they generally collapse, broadly, they're in the construction industry and they're in the retail industry. They're the two key areas where generally people do. The second thing also is the vast majority of those companies, 79%, have fewer than 20 employees. So, yeah, as I say, it's interesting to note that when most of them failed, 65% had an estimated deficiency of $500,000 or less. So these are the smaller companies, but there have been some big companies this year that have gone through. Let's bring in now our man we turn to when it comes to matters insolvency and company restructuring, and that is Ian Purchase from SV Partners, one of the leading insolvency practitioners in this country. G'day, Ian. How are you travelling?
I'm well, thanks, Ross. And you?
Good, thank you. I was thinking, I was going through some of the names today of some of the companies that have gone broke. I noticed today, for example, Payless Shoes is to close with a cost of 730 jobs. You've had, in the last little while, you've had Pumpkin Patch, you've had Howard Storage, Masters, all have said they're closing or have closed over the past month. But there's a range of others that have also gone bust. You've had the company that owns the Jamie Oliver restaurants in Australia. So that's another one that's actually important. Keystone is the name of that one. But, you know, there's so many others on top of that as well, big companies that people would know.
The big ones are really scary, Ross. And when you talk about Payless with, you know, about 730 workers and something in the order of about 130 stores, which are in the regional areas, it is quite scary. And when you talk about those names, everyday names, including Dick Smith and Ariam that have gone down.
Oh, Dick Smith, let's go there. That was very early in the year. Ariam, which is, you know, Australia's second largest steelworks, which is Whyalla in South Australia. There's another one. Great example of, again, companies that have suddenly hit the wall.
Well, a number of those that you did talk about are in the retail area, and in the insolvency profession, we do find that retail is still quite tight and soft. And really, I think that's, I mean, when I talk to people and ask them why, they just say people aren't coming in spending their money. And I have heard recently the retailers begging customers not to wait for the Christmas, their Boxing Day sales, and come and buy before Christmas. And I think that's indicative across the market as to some of the problems. But when you talk about Payless and some of the others you talked about, I think, you know, Pumpkin Patch again.
Pumpkin Patch.
It's really, really, really struggling.
So you're right. You go through some of these names and you really do start to understand there have been some very large organisations that have gone bust. I mean, there was another one June this year. There was a Newcastle-based airport transfer business. So there's a whole bunch of them around the place. Tell me, do insolvency laws work better in Australia now than what they did in the past?
Well, I think with the voluntary administration regime, if it's used the way it was intended to work, it's very successful. And when people come and see me, I say, well, really, what you need to do is stitch in time saves nine. You need to, once you recognise that you've got some problems, you must go and see a specialist, go and see your accountant, go and see your lawyer. Hopefully, they'll refer you to a very competent insolvency practitioner to help you out of it. If you leave it too long, then often it's gone past the state of no return, and there's not much you can do other than try and help them down as softly as possible. But Ross, people often say to me, you know, what do we need to do to try and avoid those problems? And when I give them the answers, they go, well, you know, that's not really magic. That's just common sense. And really, it is common sense. It's, you know, it's vigilance with your accounts receivable and making sure that people that owe you money actually pay you. Because if they don't, you're giving them free credit. Maintaining a good accounting system and reporting system so that you know exactly what's going on. And I think the big thing is just having adequate cash flow and good working capital, which is when I get involved in companies, which are mainly the smaller ones that you talked about. It's the cash flow is the issue, and you ask them what their reporting system's like. And it's kind of a secondary issue for them because you're talking about the smaller businesses that don't have the big infrastructure behind them. And they find dealing with their accounts and keeping the numbers up to date not really that important. But if they did keep those numbers up to date, they'd have the opportunity to forecast when they're going to have problems and deal with it
I'll tell you what really is interesting. Some of the other companies that we've spotted, say, for example, politicians. Senator Bob Day forced to leave Parliament after his company, Home Australia Group, hit the wall, one of the biggest builders in South Australia in its time. Queensland Nickel, of course, went bust. That was Clive Palmer during the year. The other one that I found kind of curious is the largest builder of ambulances in Australia. The Byron Group also went broke. So, as I say, just a little quick one, Ian. Next year, is it going to improve? Is it going to get any worse or is it going to get better?
Well, I think it's going to get worse, Ross, and I really, if there are businesses out there looking at the ways to stave off financial difficulty, please get your systems under control and cover your cash flow. Make sure people who owe you money actually pay you.
It's the most important thing. Get the cash through the door, remember?
That's right.
There were so many others as well. We could have gone through them. Say, for example, Johanna Johnson was another one that made famous wedding dresses around the place. But lots and lots of others, including, say, for example, Diamond Joe Gutnick. His career ended in bankruptcy as well. Ian Purchase from SV Partners. A little bit of a roll call of some of those who actually hit the corporate wall, as it were, during the last year of 2016.